Hello, welcome to episode one of my series of podcasts about enlightenment through spiritual practice. This podcast is also published on my blog, Divine Grace Experience blog, divine-grace-experience.blog. The subject matter, spiritual practice, is derived from my years in India as a monk, and many later years working in mental health. I do talk about mantras, yoga and kundalini, but also aspects of mental health and spirituality, especially depression, and aspects related to beliefs in general. I personally have a multi-faith perspective. First topic, sanctuary. I have sought the sanctuary. It has become a driving need, as I am propelled by a reaction to the physical human world. Fear, anxiety, depression have all played a part in pushing me to seek sanctuary. I feel as if I am being driven, herded, and see a divine force as the instigator, and the divine grace experience as the result. The force of the divine, or divine grace, is the real driver, although to all intents and purposes, I tend to believe, most of the time, that I am master and control of my life. I am in charge, I have choices. Then I can also get to a point where I admit I have zero power, and that I am also desperate and empty of all abilities to control or manage anything one iota. I have found the sanctuary. It is a gift of the divine. It is a divine grace experience, a place to feel safe, a haven. I was initially angry that I could not be there physically and I had to still be here in this world full of nonsense. However, I found that I was still procrastinating, trying to bargain, being heedless and ungrateful of the help I was receiving via the divine grace. I sought to take my physical being also into the sanctuary. And then I started to feel this more whilst even embodied. How so? How can I be in a heavenly spirit-based practice space and also be on this planet? Hard to explain. This is a meditation process. Meditation is not wholly disconnected from life and vice versa. For some, the whole spiritual process is a life. And not having spirituality is a death. Whereas for others, meditation is just an exercise for good health, like going to the gym. Sanctuary, though, is a cure, a very big cure. It is a personal cathedral and temple. It is where safety is guaranteed, and where the body can also go whilst in a contemplative or meditative position. The advanced practice, then, is to bring sanctuary into real waking and walking life. Be in sanctuary whilst not being particularly contemplative or meditative. It is to be freed from endless wandering in the wilderness, sometimes known as the daily drudge. It is also practical in the sense of helping to deal with problems with daily needs and business. How can this exercise, just an exercise in meditation, spiritual visualization, practice, engender, an overarching, all-encompassing relief? Well, we all need this. It needs to be for the needy times, not just a place or space when all is well and the sun is shining. It is not being about, or visualizing, being on a lovely beach, maybe cocktail in hand with waiters hovering and a gold-plated credit card on the platter. No, this has to be doable at the bottom of the pit, when the very meaning or purpose of life is very fragile, if not broken. Sanctuary needs to be a better pain fix than any drug, drink or pleasuring activity. Otherwise, it is not a true sanctuary as a cure for what ails one. So, how does one get to this wonderful healing place? Well, you start seeking answers to this question through some religious pathway, talk to somebody, they might say, oh, no problem, Jesus saves, or my guru has the answers, or follow the Buddha. Well, where do we go? Where do we go from here? So, stay tuned to more.